אתם ניצבים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיכם, אנשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם, שבטיכם, כל איש בישראל. אתם ניצבים. You are standing here today. Says Rashi, in the Medrash, Lo manis lecha parshas atem nitzovim nekolos. Why was the parshas of atem nitzovim seimech next to the parsha from the kolos, parshas kisovim and all the kolos? And now we're reading the parsha of nitzovim. Lefi shishomu Yisrael, meya kolos, chosu shtayim, chus mimem teshe b'toyro, tu shemtez kayana. Klal Yisrael heard many, many, many klolos. Says the Medrash, "Hayriku pneihem v'yomru." They turned green in the face. They pushed it. They were embarrassed. They were scared. They said, "Me, yuchal lamu ibayinu? Who could stand this? Who could stand from this? All these klolos, all that we did wrong. Klal Yisrael knew they did wrong." Who can stand by this? Who can hold strong? Klal Yisrael had a pachad. Forget it. We're throwing in the towel. We're giving up. Hizchil Moshe Lefaiso. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Oh, whoa, whoa." Now they're getting to that stage of, you know, too much musr. Getting to that stage, too much ketzet. No. Too much fire. Too lit fish! They're about to give up! Hizchil Moshe Lefaiso, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have to do something. Aten nitzov mayoim. Habechastem lemokim v'lo yoso eschem kolyo. Hay atem kayom lefonov. You made the Rabbeinu Shalom angry many, many, many times. But you're still standing here today. You're still chay v'kayom. Many, many times, Klal Yisrael, we do what we're not supposed to do. Many, many times, we make the Rabbeinu Shalom not so happy. But you see, we're all standing here still today. But Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, Kol's man we are here. Kol's man is tshuva. There's hope. We spoke about all this business coming to Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's very heavy. Ema, fear, be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Now Moshe Rabbeinu comes along. Relax. Maybe when you're upset before, didn't do anything to you. Right? Nothing's gonna happen. Still here. It's poshit. This does like poshit. See in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Him lefonag Rosh Hashanah Malchiyos Zichronis V'Shoifus Malchiyos Kedesh Tamichuni Aleichem. Say Malchiyos Kedesh Tamichuni Aleichem Zichronis Kedesh Yale Zichroneichem Lefonag L'Toivo U'Bameh V'Shoifus. The Abish is giving us the Eitz to come to Rosh Hashanah. Make me the Melech. Say Zichronis, I should remember you for good. With what? With the Shoifer. Here, take this Shoifer. Blow the Shoifer. I'm going to remember you. It's going to come up good. Mama taken b'Shoifer shel ayil. Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tikul afonu b'Shoifer shel ayil. Kedei she'ezkel lachem ha'keidas Yitzchok ben Avram. He's giving us the remedy. I want you to win. I'm telling you what to do. Just listen to me. I'm telling you what to do. It's all going to be okay. Just listen to me. Do it my way. Blow the Shoifer. I'm going to be ha'keidas Yitzchok. Mailani aleichem kilu akedah. Dosam atzlochem. You're bringing yourselves to the akedah. He's doing for us good. He's trying to make it easy for us. He wants us to be Zoyche Badin. This is not out to get us. He's not standing there with a stick. That's what you always heard. He's not standing there with a stick. I dare you. Go ahead. Try it. Now we're going to see who's boss. Remember that time he got me upset? He just wants us to be Matzliach. He wants us to be Zoyche Badin. Many, many times, Father Solomon mentioned I'm upset. Ah, Kolos, oh, he's still standing. It's not so bad. It's not bad. Not so bad. Says I'm a writer. Says the Gemara weiter, Lama Marien, Marien, Rachmana Omar, Zichro in Chua, El Lama Toiken, Toiken, U Marien, Kishen Yoishrin, the Toiken Marien, Kishen Oimdin, what do you do like this? Kedei La'abe Vasotin, to mix up the Sotin. Comes along, the Abish to give enough Eitzel, Ma'abe the Sotin. The Sotin's out to get us. Said yesterday, imagine this court case. Comes along the prosecutor. Prosecutor wants to get this, not the prosecutor, I'm the defendant.
Right.
He wants to get the defendant. Wants to get this guy. He's got riots, evidence, he's got witnesses, he's got whatever you need. He's going to get this guy. He's enjoying himself. He's going to rip this guy to shreds, he's going to throw away for life. Now what do you think would happen? If this guy, the defendant, was the judge's son, what if he was the judge's son? Would he be so? Would he be so out to get him? The prosecutor guy, I'm gonna get the judge's son. What's going on? Comes along, the son wants to get us. Remember, the judge, the Eibishter, he's on our side. Avinu Malkeinu. He's not just the Melech. He's also Avinu. He's Avinu, then he's Malkeinu. That's what's going on. He wants us to win. But there's no free rides. That's what you have to know. There's no free rides. Once a ma'isa, what's a compassionate pesik? What's a compassionate pesik?
Someone gives a true reward.
Someone once came to Rav Moshe, Big Shaila was brought to Rav Moshe Feinstein.
Stein.
The Shaila was like this. There was a lady whose husband was in the American army and his plane was lost. And there was no evidence whether he was dead or alive. There was no evidence. But, I mean, you know, the plane was lost. What am I saying? But, unfortunately, they brought the Shaila to Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe said, there's no evidence. What can I do? They couldn't give a heter for her to go get married. She was an aguna. She was left an aguna. The husband wasn't around. Didn't know if he was dead. So didn't know if she's an almana. Couldn't give a get. He's not around. She's stuck. She can't get remarried. So you would think a compassionate pesik would say, oh, okay, you know what? Nebuch the lady. Okay, whatever, I give a heter. Compassionate place. A checker. That we can't do. We don't cross them. What's a compassionate place? Is a few years later, his family got a phone call. Hi, this is Feinstein, Moshe Feinstein. I've been in touch for the last 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, with the American government, army association, or whatever. I've been following your husband's case, your son-in-law's case, whatever you're speaking to. And it appears that they have just found evidence recently. He knew this before the family. They found evidence, the husband's plane, Zayn, it's good enough evidence. And she's fine, she's mother, she could go get married. It's good enough evidence for the husband is like a dead. That's a compassionate person. He looks to make everything okay. He wants to give the heter. But he's not going to give the heter because he's not a chick. I can't come to the Bnei Israel and say, oh, come on, you like me, you know, I'm good, you know, work things out. I'm above the law. Like I heard from you guys earlier. I'm above the law. Above the law. What's this thing as above? But if you work with my law, you can make it work. But the Eibishter gives eitzes. Gives eitzes. Look in the Gemara. Follow along the eitzes. Look in the Machzor. Be mamlich the Rebbeinu Shlom Rosh Hashanah. Do it right. Be mekabel on ourselves to be better. Taka. And also, it's very important. This is the Gemara that brings the famous Maaser with the Shmuel. For Amar of Yitzchok, in Donin Esa Odom and in a few Maaser Shal Oyser Shah. When the Rebbeinu Shlom is done us, when he judges us only at that time. Come on, Rosh Hashanah. It's very, very, very important that we act on Rosh Hashanah itself. Whatever we did yesterday, behind us. Whatever we do tomorrow, let's not think about now. On Rosh Hashanah itself, it's very, very important not to get angry, not to lose our cool, to control our midas. Ein donin es odem el fi meisef so ois se shor shenema ki shom elo ikim es koil hana ba Hashem yishom yishmoel yishmoel ha per odom the father of the gewaldig nation could have killed him off right there on the spot. He was ready to die. Yishmoel davened to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, came the Malachi HaShoyis, they said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're going to save this person? He's going to kill your children, he's going to kill. You're going to save him? State in Rashi. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, Ein donin esa odom, ela ba asher usham. Right now he's a tzaddik. Right now he's a tzaddik. He makes it. Let's come to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim. Atem nitzovim hayoim, kulchem. We're still standing. No matter what happens, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to be matzliach. We have to be on his side. Be on his side. It means being mamlech, and we want him to be the melech. It means we're accepting upon ourselves his gzeiris, this crazy extreme gzeiris that he puts on us. We want to be in his world, like we spoke about. His Olam Habedik. I want what's best for me, but not what's best for me that's going to help me serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In order to have peace of mind, in order to have, I should stay. I should be leaning in my Avodas Hashem. I need Shabbat Das, I need peace of mind. I need everybody to be healthy, to have enough money, to get along with my parents. We should be well, everyone should be gesund, everyone should be understanding. I need my svivas, my surroundings to be good enough that I should shtai, because that's what I want to do. I want to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the Eibishter wants the year on Rosh Hashanah. I want you to be the melech. Through the malchus, that's the din. To us being mamlechim. That brings on the din. Then we're his am. Ein melech bli am. Needs us to be an am. When we mamlechim, we bring Kvod Shamayim to the world. When he sees that, he says, oh, this person is kedai. This is kedai to invest in. I have to give this person what he needs. Yishvadas. He's doing what I need in this world. He's bringing to the world what I need him to bring to the world. Make the connection. The tefillahs, again, we always speak about it. It's important to go over in the machs and the tefillahs. It's very, very important. Two days a year to be on our best behavior, to daven good taker, not to forget, have kavanah, that first brach in Shmona Esrei. First brach in Shmona Esrei, after the pirish hamilim, even daven in English machs, if we have to get the understanding of the first brach in Shmona Esrei, because that's the key to the whole Shmona. The rest of Shmona Esrei, after kavanah, we're standing in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but anyways, it's kedai to know pirish hamilim. Daven in English machs, the Eibishter suddenly understands English. They taught it to him when he came up with the language. There was somebody that taught him.
Shakespeare.
Right, but somebody don't be embarrassed. Ask for anything. Just make sure your kavonis is to make kind words in Hashem. That's what we have to do. Don't be embarrassed. Put your hands out. The Avis is listening. Again, he wants us to be clear. He's on our side. Don't be so afraid. כסיר יחסים הטובו, אתם ניצוב מיועים, כולכם, שזריך בדין, לא חוששונו, שצטלו בי, תק הניצובים חי וקיום, אבל כאן סתקלו לסוף.